This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win is one of the headline offers at 3-1. The other one is Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win, which is 7-1. I was surprised, Lee, to see Sunderland at such a big price here, 7-2. Lost away at the Etihad and White Hart Lane, but prior to that, they've been pretty stout away from home, and Swansea may be slightly overrated here, odds on, following that win against Southampton.
Yeah, both things are fair that you've said there, I think. Obviously, Defoe's made a big difference to this team, and you know the manager said so this week, they changed the system to accommodate him. He's already off the mark. He's 21-10 to score any time. Swansea may be one of those kind of teams that he would score against as well. Just interested to see how Swansea approach this match, because I thought they'd be much more defensive against Chelsea, and they weren't, and they should have been. They conceded after a minute, didn't they? And then it just went from bad to worse and lost 5-0. I find this quite a tricky one to call, just because I don't quite know what Sunderland are going to do next. 3-1 they won at Fulham. Looked, you know, they had to go a goal down, didn't they, before they came back. Swansea have given away more points from winning positions than any other team in the Premier League this season. That's 16. I think this will end in a draw. And for the more intrepid among you, I seem to have left my cautious Colin tag this week, by the way. I've gone for some ridiculous bets. Sunderland to come from behind and draw is 17-2. Quite like that.
Okay. What do you think, Derek?
You know what I'm going to say, Dave? Sunderland 7-2.
Yeah.
Big. Swansea are odds on, and you know, when you see Swansea in that kind of territory, oppose is the first word on your mind. You've got to oppose them. I mean, a great result for them at Southampton last week. Bit of a smash and grab raid, I know. I mean, I went for them because of the price. I'll tell you now, I'll never back Swansea odds on. And Sunderland, I don't know how they're doing it, because I've seen them a few times this season, and I've thought, what a poor side. And yet, two great results on the spin. Only one defeat in their last four. Just too big a price. Mm. You know, they get well capable of going to Swansea and winning, and you're getting a really tasty odds for it. Sunderland for me.
One other bet that I meant to mention was the card. Sunderland are the worst side in terms of discipline in the Premier League. If you count all their matches this season, they've had 68 yellow cards in 28 games, I think it is. And for Swansea, it's the same number of games, and they've had 43 cards. Sunderland have had the most bookings points in each of the last four away games. They drew with Newcastle in the derby. You can back up like overs on the cards, obviously. Over 45 bookings points is 21-20. Mm. But you can also back overs on the cards for each team. I think Sunderland over three cards in the game at 12-5 tempts me a little bit. They've had a lot recently, and like I say, 68 in 28 is an awful lot. There's loads of different markets. Sunderland card first to 15th market, yes, is 11-2. So have a look at those card markets and do something pro Sunderland. 7-10 for most booking points.
Yeah, just looking at that.
A little short, but I think it'll land. So I mean, given the stats and the way that the table looks, and Swansea are quite a well disciplined team. I could probably play that 7-10.
That's for Sunderland most booking points in that match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.